they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, or, if you're so inclined, both, gather them around the old tube radio as it's time once again for that weekly culinary journey down the road to true theater of the mind radio, Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. And, of course, we are heard on the Talk of the Town, AM 1160, and sent across the vast skies and spaces of the universe via SATCOM 5.
No. There is no SATCOM 5.
Four?
Okay, four.
All right, SATCOM 4. Anyway, my friends, we are the only true live radio cooking show in the world that actually cooks. And we take you on weekly adventures, whether it be around the country or, as we will be doing this year, November 12th through the 20th, as we shamelessly plug our Israel Tour 13.
There you go.
Yeah, you know, that's the name. We got to come up with the name. That's our opening salvo of a name. Israel Tour 13 with Chef and a Fat Man. You think that's nice?
Yeah, we'll work on that.
Yeah, well, see, I knew you didn't like it.
Well.
I mean, we had the Aaron Tour, 09. That was very cool with the Shamrock.
Yeah, that works because it's all short words, but you're creating sort of a longer.
Well, I do that.
Syllables.
It's so part of my
maybe 2013 instead of 13.
Yeah. Okay. But well, 2013.
This isn't a marketing show; it's a cooking show.
Well, that's right.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, anyway, we shall work on it. And my friends, if you have an idea, send it to us. If you think you could come up with an idea, we're going to be touring Israel in 2013. You come up with the name, we'll give you, if we use your name and we like it, we're going to give you the Chef and a Fat Man gift pack.
Yeah, that works.
Rub and a cookbook, and both signed and ready to go.
Sounds good.
So, there you have it. A challenge to all you creative minds out there. Speaking of creative minds, only the best creative minds sponsor Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Like that segue, huh?
That's very good. I was wondering if you were going to get to the sponsors.
Yes, 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 of course. That's the witty repartee part of the show. And, of course, we couldn't do it without the incredible sponsors like the Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
Wait a minute.
What?
Is that another iced tea?
Yeah, just iced tea. Still iced tea.
Yeah. Iced tea plus.
I need to get my caffeine.
Yeah, some sugar.
It's a little sugar. And a little
Sugar brought it to you.
Sugar did bring it to me.
Sucking up is something. Anyway, also by Real Sweet Vidalia and Sweet Onions. Of course, we're in the middle of Vidalia's season. Follow Real Sweet, the traveling Vidalia onion, as he travels around the country with us. I don't know if we can get him into Israel yet. I'm trying to figure out how that works.
There might be some agricultural laws against
that. We'll find out about it. But anyway.
We should get a stuffed.
We'll have to talk to Adam about
there
that.
You go.
But anyway, Real Sweet. By Daily Onions, by Schumann Produce, my friends, if it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
Very good. You're getting it ain't down very well. And, of course, by Fee Brothers, we will be at Tales of the... Well, half of us will be at Tales of the Cocktail 2013.
And I'll do a remote. I'll do a remote from the Cove.
From your inflatable...
From the Atlantis.
Yeah, pool with an inflatable
my private
toy.
Beach.
Yeah, right, your private beach, please. Anyway, we will be there at 2013's Tale of the Cocktail in New Orleans from July 17th through the 21st, sponsored by Fee Brothers. My friends, their family has been mixing it up since 1863. They have the best bitters in the world, the most creative bitters in the world. They're always innovating, always on the cutting edge, but there's so much more, Chef Eric.
They're bitter yet cordial.
Yes, they are, because they have cordial syrups and all kinds of things to go with it.
There's all sorts of fantastic things I never knew that they had until I got the full collection from Joe that he sent over. And, man, I use it all the time.
The what? Collection?
Yeah, everything they make.
It's just not one bottle?
No, it's not one bottle. There's two cases.
Oh.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Did you not get yours?
No, obviously I'll have to talk to Joe. What was his last name? Fee Brothers. And, of course, whenever we're in New Orleans, we stay at the fabulous Hotel Monteleone. It is the crown jewel of the French Quarter. They will, of course, host us once again as we come down there for Tales of the Cocktail. And, my friends, it truly is an elegant hotel. 3,251 steps from Harrah's, depending on how long you've been touring on the Carousel Bar. And only 278 steps to Arnaud's French 75 Cigar Bar. The two iconic places to go when you're in New Orleans. The only two places I go, quite frankly. But anyway, my friends, we also buy the Israeli Ministry of Tourism. My friends, if you want the trip of a lifetime, whatever your beliefs are, you love beauty, you love history, you love culture, you love to get in on the cutting edge of new and tremendous wines, incredible food, now is the time to think about touring Israel. The Israeli Ministry of Tourism says you'll have fun and you'll have dreams. It's the trip dreams are made of.
There you go.
You know, Chef Eric, we are here speaking of memories.
Yes.
Last year,
yes,
we had the opportunity to come to Memphis in May.
Mm-hmm.
And we got an opportunity to do our shows live from the patio at Silky O'Sullivan's.
An institution.
And, you know, people talk, you're going to Silky O'Sullivan's?
Yep.
We had never been here. We really didn't know. But when people started, when we started posting it, people kept sending us emails. Oh, my God, it's awesome. Oh, my God, it's the best. Oh, my God, oh, my God. There were more OMGs than when they saw me in a Speedo.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So we came here last year. And it was an amazing time. This year we're back, and it's even more amazing. Memphis in May is like a culinary institution. The greatest barbecuing minds and just culinary minds get together, and they decide they want to be the world's best. And the only way they can become the world's best is to win Memphis in May. Now you think, well, you've been to a lot of KC. We've been to dozens of KCBS Pro Tours.
Right.
Okay. We've been on a pro tour for 2 years. It's nice. Everybody has nice tents, nice setups. Oh, my God. I mean, Silky O'Sullivan's was a one-story next to a three-story on the left and a four-story on the right. And the cookers are on the ground floor. I mean, four stories of bands, music, bars. And there's a place called the Cadillac or whatever.
Oh.
Yes,
I saw that they had creative bartending outfits.
I thought the string bikini bartending outfit was very impressive.
It was not good when you tried to put one on, though. That was not good.
No, it didn't fit. I couldn't get my leg through it. But, hey, strings didn't expand enough.
Four of them together, you know.
But, no, it's incredible. You go down, it's like a mile down the river. You just look, and you can't see the end. You cannot see the end. And it's just unbelievable. And the people of Memphis, you know, when we came here last year, we had never been to Memphis, and so we really didn't know. You know, it's just another city, another place that we've been to. But we got so endeared to the people of Memphis. This year, it's even better, and I didn't think it could get any better. And I think it has a lot to do with a team called the Grizzlies.
Hey, how about them Grizzlies?
How about the Grizz, man? I'm telling you. So what's neat is Silky O'Sullivan's is right across the street. You can come to see what I think has a potential to be world championship NBA basketball right across the street from Silky's.
But wait, when you say across the street, I mean, when people think of a basketball arena, they're thinking of a parking lot, and then it's a mile from the street to the arena. And this is literally, I mean, it is, I don't think it's 100 yards.
To the door.
It's less than a football field to the front door of the arena.
So you can come and get the freshest oysters, the best food, the amazing drinks. And now I know the diver bucket.
Well, here's what's going to happen, though.
Yes.
You come over here, you're going to stay here, you're going to watch it on the TV, even though you've got tickets for right across the street. So.
Yeah, why get tickets? You can stay at Silky's. I mean, you battle the crowds, but the crowds won't be nearly as intense. But let me tell you something. We got in here on Wednesday, and we went and watched the final game for the Thunder this year at a great cigar bar called Havana Mix, which is just
across.
About a block away from Silky. See, we use Silky. Everything in Memphis is How far is it from Silky O'Sullivan's?
That's right.
Yes. We're going to have to do the steps across the street to the FedEx.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
We'll do the steps and tell you how many steps it is from door to door. But, my friends, Silky O'Sullivan's is an iconic institution. We are honored to be back here for our second year, of which I hope will be many years, because Silky O'Sullivan is bigger than life, and his place is bigger than life. Because if you come to Memphis and you don't go to Silky O'Sullivan's, Chef Eric...
You've never been to Memphis. So.
That's it. When we come back, we're going to introduce you to a really neat chef who's a ton of fun. He needs to build his girth a little to join us, but that's okay. Chef Michael Patrick will be joining us. He's got a cool and hip diner. You're going to find out about it. Chef the Fat Man live from Silky O'Sullivan's on Beale Street. It is the King of Kings.